it's not about who's taking home a trophy at the end of the day or who's winning a state title. Yes, and that's the reward at the end of the season, of course, but at the same time, it's an extension of the classroom, and you want the kids to go into life knowing that you're going to win and you're going to lose.
And also, just a couple of years ago, the NCTL, when they lost many teams, like Olengage and Akron-Fargo going to eight-player, even CPS going to eight-player, they had to travel far and take on some tougher teams. They had to travel a little bit farther. They couldn't stay close to home. Well, their scheduling also when they were in 11-player football. So
right, exactly. And now that the eight-man situation has come into being here, and with more players or more teams that are getting involved in it, that scheduling issue becomes less and less of a factor. Traveling is less and less of a factor as well because you're playing teams that are, once again, in your region. You're playing them at the eight-man level as opposed to 11-man and scheduling, as you said, going clear across the state or up north for a football game. So
here it is 60-0, getting ready here for the second half. Olengage leading 60-0 against the Caseville Eagles. And this is the Caseville JV team taking on the varsity team of the Olengage Bulldogs. And Caseville wanted this game. They played. This is their third varsity game. They've been playing a JV schedule. And all tough situation here with the Caseville Eagles, but hopefully at halftime they got the motivation back. They did have some positive yardage, remember, in their first couple of offensive series, and hopefully they can get back to that level where they were earlier.
And I think we're done ranting and raving, right?
I hope so.
We don't know if we've cleared any new ground or anything, but we did at least get that off our chest. We should let you know that today's cellular phone services for the broadcast are provided by Thumb Cellular, and this game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights reserved. Reproduction or redistribution of this program in any manner, including reproduction or distribution on the internet without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated, is strictly prohibited.
I want to thank Dave Harvey. He's had a lot to deal with us here. Some disconnections through the cell phone service also. It's because of the heavy weather that we had come through here. We had some heavy rainfall earlier in the first half also, so a big shout-out to Dave Harvey on the controls right now.
That and some he's been dealing with our power outages that we've had. We've had a couple of those where we've gotten knocked off as well here. The facilities at Caseville are still in progress. They're not completely finished yet, so that I'm sure in the seasons to come, though, electricity will be up here, air conditioning for summertime, heating
really?
For wintertime, that'll be up here as well. You have to see they're all nodding their head, yep.
right now they would like it, yeah.
A full buffet for the media. I mean, hey, why not, right? First and 10 for the Olengage Bulldogs, right at the
any cheeseburgers left from cheeseburger and queso?
First play from scrimmage in the second half. Here's we're underway from Caseville. Goes to number 84, Brett Morris. And Morris, with his first carry of the afternoon, will pick up four on the play.
Adam Lesnar, the tackle there, the senior.
We see a few more names, or kids from the bench coming into play in this second half as well as Morris.
Well deserved, because these kids prepared the starters here throughout the whole season also.
Point differential rule in effect for the second half. We were told by the officials that the only time the clock will stop is for timeouts or injury. Outside of that, the clock will not stop here in the second half. The handoff to Morris once again, and Morris from the 45 down to about the 44-yard line, setting up third down for the third and about four coming up here for Olengage.
It's a good field position for Olengage to start on their first offensive series for the second half here. They lead 60-0. Under 11 to go here in the third quarter.
It would appear the rain for the most part is about done. I'm starting to see pockets of blue sky off to the southwest here, so hopefully
could be a good sign for me to hit the golf course.
There you go. Might be able to get 18 in yet by the end of the day.
I'd golf even in a blizzard if I could, and I have.
Third and four for the Bulldogs. One receiver split out to the left. The handoff straight up the middle. It'll be number 34, David Binder. And Binder breaks free down the far sideline. Binder at the 10, the 5, touchdown. David Binder from 44 yards out.
Good run there down the right sideline. Able to break a couple tackles early on.
And an injured Caseville Eagle on the play as well.
It's Brendan Jankowski, senior, limping just a bit. I don't know if it's maybe an ankle or a leg injury.
And we talked about the clock stopping. Only in certain situations it will stop here as Binder is being attended to.
66-0 now with Olengage leading Caseville.
I'm sorry, not Binder, but Jankowski.
Yeah. Let's see if we can take a quick quick break here. We'll be back here in 60 on Cruise 102.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring invites you to stop in and check out the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive LT Crew Cab. It boasts a maximum payload of more than a ton and trailering capacity up to 11,500 pounds. And with several models to choose from, you could lease a new 2014 Silverado for as little as zero down and $299 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. At More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring, get your new Silverado and find new roads.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back here at Kaysville High School, the Bulldogs lead 66-0. The two-point conversion on the David Binder touchdown run, no good. The injured player, Brandon Jimkowski, was helped off the field for the Eagles. He is being attended to on the sideline right now. Hopefully he is okay. And we'll be back to action here in just a moment as the Bulldogs will kick off once again.
The coach is there trying to still keep the Kaysville players motivated. Head coach Drew Lepick, along with the assistant coaches that you mentioned, Jason Pierce of Owen Gage fame, and also Craig Newton helping out with the Kaysville Eagles, and head coach Steve Hollicker. Oh, the Owen Gage Bulldogs.
Kickoff coming up here as the Bulldogs come out onto the field. Ben Good, number 44, will do the kicking duties. One thing we didn't get a chance to touch on, Eddie, tonight, the Tigers play the Red Sox.
Yeah, a must-win situation for the Tigers.
Do they do it? Do they do it tonight?
You know,
Scherzer on the mound.
You know, Scherzer's on my fantasy team, and you got JV too, but you got to have that run support. You got $200 million in a batting arm, don't you?
As the kickoff here goes through the end zone, it'll come out to the 20. The main component here is not Scherzer, it's not Verlander, it's Prince Fielder.
Yes.
That man needs to start hitting.
Yeah.
If he does not hit, the Tigers will not have a chance in these last two games.
And then you got, you could say in baseball, salary-wise, on minimum wage, Iglesias doing a better job with the hitting there.
I'll tell you what, that has got to be the pickup of the year for the Tigers so far. You defensively, that young man has a couple catches that he made in game number 5 the other night were just
even
sitting there with my mouth open. I was
even his former team, the Boston Red Sox, were cheering him on.
Yep,
so
exactly.
Yeah, it was a good trade there. Dave Dombrowski making some moves, and we're probably going to see some moves. And might have a hard time keeping Scherzer to come next season.
Some whispers around the league, Dave Dombrowski, future commissioner, maybe.
Be a good move there.
You never know. Tigers in action tonight against the Red Sox. First pitch, 8:07 on Fox. Joe Buck, Tim McCarver, our colleagues, calling the game tonight. For the Eagles on first down, the play extended out to the far sideline. It was Cole Simmons, the ball carrier.
66-0, all engaged with the lead. 6.5 to go here and counting in the third quarter of the second half.
They make it sound like we're on, you know, a first name basis with Joe and Tim. You know, we hang out with them all the time. Of course, we don't, but our colleagues in the media, if you will. We'll call tonight's Tigers-Red Sox game. Hopefully they can extend it to a Game 7, and like they say, all bets are off when you get to a Game 7. So, and you've got Justin Verlander on the bump for the Tigers in that game if they get there.
And St. Louis is the team that's waiting for the World Series challenger.
And I'm sure the Tigers would like to exact out a little revenge on the Cardinals as well for beating them in the World Series back a few years ago. Handoff goes to Cameron Ashmore.
Devin Lawrence there with a tackle also, and getting help from Dave Binder of Owen Gage on defense.
Third and 9 coming up here for the Eagles. Trailing 66-0. Clock continues to roll here with 5.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Clock will not stop unless there is a timeout or an injury here in this second half. Jake Wright, or rather Andy Miller, up under center.